The Northeast Ballet Company, under the direction of Darlene Myers, has been serving the Capital District since 1990 and has had the honor of being the resident company at Proctor's Theater since 1991. This weekend, the Northeast Ballet will present The Nutcracker at Proctor's. This is the 25th year that the company has produced the holiday classic, and the production features 150 performers filling the ranks of mice, wooden soldiers, fairies, and of course, some humans. The production is enjoyed by over 5,000 audience members each year. It's an annual tradition and a beautiful event, and here now to tell us more is Northeast Ballet's founding artistic director, Darlene Myers. Darlene, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very honored to be here.
What is so special about The Nutcracker that gets you excited about producing it every year for 25 years?
Yes, 25 years is quite a substantial time period for, I think, anyone in any job these days. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, for me, it's the passion of the art form. And since I was a classical ballet dancer myself, when I was younger, and my first professional performance was Nutcracker in Philadelphia with Pennsylvania Ballet, I wanted to carry that passion on and come home to my hometown area. Mm-hmm. So that's how this occurred, and I was invited in 1990 to produce it at Proctor's, co-produce it now with Proctor's, and I'm very thankful to Philip Morris to continue that tradition.
Tell us about the makeup of the company. It's professional dancers, alumni from your dance school, community members, etc. Tell us about who makes up the 150 dancers in the production.
Yes, that's what makes it really a regional company. We have dancers who come from as far as New Hampshire, and they come back every year, and Boston and Philadelphia. And we have dancers who are repeat dancers. And we have dancers that come from other companies. We just got one of our dancers who is a graduate from the scholarship program from the school home last night from the Billy Elliot National Tour. So he just joined us. And then we have children from our auditions. It was a huge audition this year. We do that every September on the main stage at Proctor's. And it was close to 200 people, children, adults, professionals. So it's tricky. And this year I felt a little more pressure because it was the 25th.
Sure, it's a big anniversary. Do all of the dancers have to have some experience?
Really, the only dancers that don't have to have dance experience are our little itty-bitty tiny mother gingers.
From the audition to performance, the first performance is this Saturday night. What is the rehearsal schedule? How often do you get everybody together? I imagine, actually, you probably rehearse in blocks, different parts of the show at different
times.
We have to.
And we rehearse in Saratoga and in our Saratoga studio and also our Schenectady studios because the cast is so huge. And they do rehearse separately. So we have first act party scene, which is separate from battle scene, which is separate from our variations. Like, for instance, your audience would know of Waltz of the Flowers and Snow Pas de Deux, and so they're very different. Each variation, usually the more serious technical variations, are twice, three times a week, depending if it's a pas de deux. That could just be me with the two dancers, you know, a couple times a week. It depends really on the role.
And when do you, how many dress rehearsals do you get to have?
Well, we've done two performances. We did the SPAC Action Council tea already, the two teas that were sold out in 2 hours. Uh-huh. For them. And that was really wonderful. And we already did that up there a couple weeks ago. And so that was almost like a dress rehearsal, although that's a narrated show. And we do an educational show for Proctor's, which we're going into rehearsal as soon as I leave you for. Mm-hmm. And that goes up tomorrow morning. So we have dress rehearsals on the main stage. Our first one was last night.
I understand that there are some new costumes this year. Tell us about that exciting bit of news.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Akira Zondermann has created our first act costumes. and they are magnificent and true to form Victorian. Much research, much color palette research gone into that to match our backdrop. We had two wonderful, generous donors, Andrea and David Golub, and Beth and Jasper Alexander from Hattie's did the funding. Mm-hmm. And so we were able for Kira to go ahead and design and create. So she's been a very, very busy woman with all of her little wardrobe wizards there.
It must have been a lot of work. Victorian costume is not simple. When you started doing the production 25 years ago, did you imagine that you would do it every year and still be doing it 25 years later?
I'm sort of funny that way. I don't know. People have asked me about my life in that sense of how I project things, my mind doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So I hadn't really thought about that I would do it for 25 years or 30 years or even 5 years. It was something that I wanted to do. To give back to the community and to allow my dancers to have the opportunity to learn how to do that, because it is really something I feel it's not just for the dancer to show off their technique. It is really about being the entertainer and giving of themselves to the general public and giving them something that they don't have when they're sitting in their seats and that they can experience through the dancer. So that's really what I'm about more.
What do you think it is about that experience for the audience that makes the Nutcracker, that show in particular, such a classic and such an appealing event for audience members to view?
I think it's the whimsy. I think it's the fantasy. I think it's the dream of a little girl. I think, especially in our economic times right now, I think people need that. I think reality is kind of ugly right now. So I think the escape of being in a dark theater and going into a little girl's dream for under 2 hours is a great thing. And it celebrates the holidays and the good feeling of being with friends and family and the warmth and the love of that and the beauty of decorating and lights and that magic of the holidays. And the Claras that we have this year are spectacular. They're just a gift. They're a gift to me, and I think they'll be a gift to the audience also.
You probably feel that way every year.
Not every year.
Oh, really? Ooh, I wasn't trying to dig for anything that juicy, but who are your Claras this year? Tell us about the girls.
Sophia Pelletier, and she's 8, and she's so sweet and beautiful. A little taller than my other Clara, and my other Clara is Tanika, and she is my youngest Clara I have ever had. She's 6.
Wow.
Yeah, wow would be the word.
That must be so, like, such a, they'll remember it for the rest of their lives then.
I believe that to be true, and they're both fearless because they have to be lifted by adults and thrown around and, you know, tossed by mice. And you know, so they're just amazing. Amazing, amazing.
What does the Northeast Ballet Company do the rest of the year?
My most enjoyable, exciting, challenging project is Stories That Dance, that I created with Proctors, Chris Sheehan, the education director there. We created it together, and we do it in the schools, and we bring school children's stories to life. We have their words made into dances. And that happens on March 28th at the main stage. So that's very exciting, and I love that program.
That is awesome. The 25th annual Northeast Ballet Company production of The Nutcracker will be performed at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, this Saturday, December 8th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. Does having, you, like you said, you have the educational presentation and you had the tea before, but it's still for all that rehearsal. It's not a lot of performance. Is it the right amount of performance, or do you wish you could do it for a couple more weekends?
Looking at my dancers, I think if we had a little more funding, so we could have a little bit more rest in between times where we could fund our dancers more and so on, then maybe we would do more performances. And that's, of course, in all the arts. It's across the board. So all of you out there that do fund the arts, please keep doing it. And thank you, WAMC, for being who you are also.
Our pleasure. The 25th annual Northeast Ballet Company production of The Nutcracker will be performed at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York, this Saturday, December 8th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 9th at 2 p.m. For more information, you can visit proctors.org, proctors.org, proctors.org. Our guest, Darlene Myers, is the founding artistic director of the Northeast Ballet Company. Darlene, thank you very much for coming in this morning, and have wonderful shows this weekend.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.